It's a hot day. I've been driving my car for miles and miles, trying to get to my next appointment. The engine light comes on. The car's overheating. Pull into a little gas station on the side of the road. Open the car door. Step out. My high heels crunching on the gravel. I go inside the office. Tell the gas station attendant my car is overheated. He looks at me. Spits into a cup. Tells me that his mechanic is out for a minute. He tells me to leave the car. His mechanic will take a look at it. When he returns, I look around the little office for a place to sit, and there's no chairs, there's not a couch. I ask the attendant, where can I wait? He motions across the street. I look out the windows, and there's a bar across the street. I tell him, thank you. I'll be over there waiting. Please fix my car. He said, don't worry. Mechanic will be back soon. He can fix anything. Walk across the street, across the gravel parking lot of the bar, open the door of the bar. It's dark inside. I stand, close the door behind me, wait for my eyes to adjust to the darkness. Smoky in there. I see the jukebox in the back. Pool table. Long bar. And seats beside it. There's a few people there. Mainly men. Of women. It's not very cool in the bar. Air conditioner's trying to keep up with the heat. I sit at the back end of the bar. The bartender asks me, what'll I have? Tell him I need a cool beer, please. He said, what do you want? I said, a Corona if you have it. He went to the beer cooler, grabbed a Corona, opened it, slid it across the bar to me. Took the beer in my hand and it felt so cold. I put it up against my cheek. It felt so good. I unbuttoned the top buttons on my white blouse. Put the beer bottle between my breasts. Oh, the cold felt so good. My nipples got hard just so fast from the cold. Bartender looked at me and smiled. He could see my nipples through my white shirt. I took a long sip of that beer. It felt so good going down. I opened my purse and got my BlackBerry out. Sent an email to the client to tell them that I'd be late. Oh, took another sip of the beer. It felt so good. I was beginning to relax. Another sip. And one more, and I'd finished that beer. I motioned to the bartender for another one. He slid me another cold beer, and I drank that. I watched the people play pool. The women at the front finally left. A couple of other people left. It was me and the bartender and the men playing pool. I finished the second beer. I was wondering how long it would take for my car to be ready. I walked to the front door of the bar and opened it and looked out. My car had been moved. I could see that it was in one of the garage bays being worked on. I went back to the still at the bar and asked the bartender for another beer. He slid me another beer. Started sipping on this one slower. It still felt good going down. I was beginning to get tipsy. I knew I had to eat something soon. I asked the bartender if he had any menus for some food. He said, "No, we're just a bar." I asked him if he had pretzels or peanuts. And he shook his head and said, "No, we're just a bar." I sipped on the beer some more, wondering how long it would take for my car to be ready. Waiting and waiting. Another hour went by and I'd finished that beer. I got up off the stool and went to the front door again. My car was still in the garage bay. I went back and sat down again, waiting and waiting. Bartender asked if I wanted another beer. I told him, "Yeah, give me one more." He looked around in the beer cooler, pulled out another Corona, handed it to me. He said, "You're in luck. It's my last Corona." I thanked him, started sipping this one, even slower than the first. Oh. beer and waited. I wanted to let this one last, but soon I had finished it all. 4 beers. Finished. I took my BlackBerry out and started writing another message to the client, telling them I needed to cancel the meeting today because I didn't know when my car would be ready. I saw the door open. The light streaming in hurt my eyes. I squinted, covered my eyes. I took my hands off my eyes, and finally my eyes adjusted. I continued typing the message to the client. I heard big, heavy footsteps in the bar, but I wasn't paying attention. I heard someone ask for a Corona. Bartender said, "Sorry. We're out." A fist slammed down onto the bar. I looked up. Big black man, overalls, huge hands. He was angry. He was screaming at the bartender, "I want a Corona." Bartender shook his head, motioned to me, and said she took the last one. Big black man walked over to me, looked at me. I had about 2 sips left in the Corona. Said, "Is that your car over at the garage?" And I said, "Yes. The little car is mine." The man said, "It's done. It's fixed." I said, "Thank you very much. Thank you so much." I asked the bartender how much I owed him. Said $20. I took some money out of my purse and put it on the bar. The black man was still staring at me. He was still angry. So angry at me. Looked at me and said he drank all the Corona. I said, "Yeah, I've been waiting a long time. Those are my Coronas." And I said, "No, I bought them for myself." The man said, "I want the Coronas." And I said, "I'll buy you something else. I'll buy you a different beer." He said, "No, I want the Coronas." And he took his hand and grabbed my neck and pulled me off the bar stool. Standing up, his hand around my neck so tight. I tried to yell help. 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 But I couldn't speak.